Martin, just coming into the game, how have you been getting on? I suppose you had the big game against St Unions there. It was kind of like a semi-final.
Yeah, that's right. The last match against Unions was a tight match down in Morton. I know there was a bit of a disruption about the score, but thankfully they ended up a draw and they got through in score difference then. So, you know, it was a good tight match in terms of preparation and stuff. So.
Yeah, it's probably the perfect way to come into a game like this. Obviously, Setanta have been one of the kingpins in Donegal recently. I suppose getting to the Ulster Intermediates and winning that last year kind of proves that as well.
Look, there's no doubt they're a good team, and any team that does win the Ulster Intermediate, look, are worth their salt, you know. No doubt about it. Look, they've good six forwards that's here in any given day could start in the Donegal team, like, you know, so it'll not be easy getting them shut down.
Yeah, I suppose for yourselves, I mean, you're in a bit of the same boat, plenty of Donegal players in there between the defence and attack. Like, there's no lack of firepower in your own team.
No, we've a good bit of strength and a good bit of experience too with some of the older boys, Stephen Gillespie and Dara Grant and Christy McDermott and them boys, you know. We're looking to put their best foot forward as well as both the younger county boys as well, you know, Gatland and McKinney and Kevin Curran's and boys like that.
Yeah, and I suppose whenever you last got to the final in 2022, those boys in their first final, maybe a wee bit inexperienced, I'm sure that one will have stood to them coming into this final.
100%, look, they're green there. I suppose they're a bit more experienced now, but still very young, like, in terms of the overall thing. If you're looking for of a scale of a team, like, you know, a good majority of our team's still under 21, like, you know, and we haven't that many over the 30, only three or four over the 30, so it is a young side, in fairness, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose historically, Bert, have always been the top team in Donegal. It's been a bit of a drought, maybe you'd say. It's only been 6 years, I suppose, but for Bert, that's a long time. What would it mean to get over the line this weekend?
100%, and Bert, I suppose, look, there's actually a bit of excitement about the place this week, with flags going up and stuff, and even the profiles going up of the boys on the Facebook page or whatever. I suppose in years past, we nearly took it for granted, whereas now, this is only the second final in 6 years or something yet since 2018, so... Do you know, it's about an excitement rather than just expecting to be there. Now you have to work to get there. You know.
Yeah, and just, I suppose, whenever you are coming up against Setanta, you know, you need to bring your A game. I'm sure that's what you've been drilling into the team the whole week.
100%. Look, we're going to have to give a big performance to come out with a result. There's no doubt about it. We'd just be hoping on the day that everything clicks for us, you know. And I suppose at the end of the day, look, it's a game of hurley and you never know what's going to happen. So we have to go with that.